Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 25th. Markets finished positive in corn and soybeans. Wheat lagged behind but did move a bit off of earlier intraday lows. A lot of this was on the news conference that President Trump held just near the close, stating that there was going to be a three-week hiatus on the government shutdown. They were going to open up talks to negotiate border security, and what this might do is give the government enough time to get some of those numbers together and release some of that USDA data, and maybe that was enough to get some nervous shorts in the market, or people who thought that this information would be bullish, maybe a decrease in the corn yield, maybe some reports of some exports. But anyways, they came and bought up some corn and beans and move them a bit higher. Wheat, on the other hand, still lag behind. So again, we've got March corn up 3.25 cents at 380 and a quarter. December up 2.5 cents at 403 and a quarter. That March is now back above the 50 and 100 day moving averages. So again, there, you know, slightly positive technically. We'll see if we can hold that, if there is some actual follow through on it this time. And the December, just again another note about how tight these moving averages have bunched together, went from below the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages to above all three by the end of the day. So a positive reaction in corn. There was a report out overnight. China had it at its biggest one-day rally in corn in over a year. Purchasing for domestic stocks, though, this begs the question of what kind of quality is that suddenly found 150 million metric tons of corn in China. You know, what state is that in if they are rebuilding the reserves? So something to keep an eye on down the road. In the wheat, we've got March down a penny and a half at 520. Kansas City March down 2 at 509 and a half. They did recover off some earlier lows, about a nickel off the lows there, but was unable to move into positive territory. Taking a look at how technically this market is trading here, the 50-day moving average in March wheat is 517. The 100-day is 524. Today's low was 16 and 3 quarters, and the high was 23. So we remain mired in those moving averages in the wheat. Sovcon out of Russia raised their Russian wheat exports from 35.1 million metric tons up to 35.6. So again, this raises the question, are they selling the wheat as fast as they can? Are they continuing to find more? And what, if any, effect will these reports that they are going to be demanding out of their export ports going to do as far as possible exports down the road? Again, very vague and unsure about that information. Taking a look at soybeans, we got March up 9 and a quarter, 925 and a quarter. November up 7 and three quarters at 964 and a quarter. Broke out of this recent narrowing wedge pattern to the upside here. We closed above the 200-day moving average in the March beans, coming in at 923. The settlement at 925 and a quarter was the first time we have closed above the 200-day moving average since June 6th. This is back when these March beans were up above $10. So above all these major moving averages, could bring in some technical buying if we spend a little bit of time up there. Funds, although we haven't had a commitment of traders report in quite a while, are estimated to be a small short, and maybe after today a very small long in the beans. So plenty of ammunition for them to get long if they decide they want to trade this market technically, and if we get any export sales as these USDA numbers hopefully come back online. In outside markets, we've got the dollar helping exports slightly, down 81 ticks at 95.48, about 75 points off earlier highs. Crude oil up 52 cents a barrel at 53.65, and the stock market leading up to the announcement liked it, was up about 300 points, and eventually backed off some and is now sitting up about 175, 180 points. So again, all in all, not any actual news or data released, but the expectation that the USDA might be releasing some numbers was enough to put a little bit of a bid under the corn and the beans, and keep the wheat from staying too far negative. That's all I have for this afternoon. It's going to be real cold this weekend, so everyone be careful, and we will see you again next week. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.